Hey, it's Joanna Hunter here for another episode of Into the Light Web podcast, and I'm joined with a really special guest today. And if you're listening to this and you're in the Million Dollar Experiment, you will also have some exclusive content coming your way. So come and introduce yourself, Michelle. Tell people what it is that you do in the world and give people your full name.
Oh, Joanna, I'm so happy to be here with you. It's been way too long. My name is Michelle Aspinwall. I'm a medical intuitive and a hormone expert for women, especially women over 40. And I am here to radically change the way women view the aging process, or as I like to say, gathering time, because that really is what we're doing each year. We're ga just gathering more time, and to help women understand that their body is a beautiful vessel that is full of organs and bones and all the things, but also full of consciousness, and how we really work with both the science and the spirit from within creates massive expansion and obviously fantastic health and vitality.
I love that. I love that. So you have been in my world. Tell me how you first found me when you first jumped into my world, because we've been on quite the journey together. It's been so fun.
We really have. I mean, I found you, I think, days after your very first, it was, I want to say, like January 4th or 5th, something like that, of the first round of the Million Dollar Experiment. And within 2 weeks of being in that, it was obvious to me. Like, I didn't need any more of your time than those 2 weeks. And I jumped into, at first, I think I bought the triptych, which was Divine Planning Abundant Profits, which is like the best business class ever, business program. It's an empire. It's a business empire, really. You need you, I mean, I'd like to say you don't need anything else because it really is that powerful. And also in that was the light web.
Yes.
So I jumped into that. And then within 2 weeks of being in DPAP, I think by the end of January, I was also working with you privately. So
Yes.
I'm one of those people who I love learning the information in a group, but then I also love to be with my mentors privately so that, I can take what I'm learning and all. You are one of the most generous mentors I've ever worked with. And I believe me when I say, like,
Oh my
I've
God.
spent, like you, I've spent, multiple six figures on not only personal development, but my business as well. I don't come from a business background, and learning and being under your wing for 18 months, I think it was, maybe a little longer than that, was, I mean, some of the most expansive time in my business and certainly in my life. So I appreciate
Yeah,
that
it
first
was
million
quite
dollar.
a journey. I will accept that in so graciously. It's so wonderful to hear that. When you first started with me in business, one of the big things was I don't feel like you back then were not the confident businesswoman that you are today, right? Like you have gained so
Definitely
much
not.
confidence. Because there was this story, and I would love to share the story. So hopefully it's okay to share. But there was this story inside of you where you couldn't kind of manage without your team, right? And I knew that that was such a huge block to your success, right? Because there was this idea that, you were deathly afraid of the tech. And I know so many women are going to resonate with that. They are going to resonate. And, Michelle's work. There was no problem there. Like Michelle's work is exceptional and she is a phenomenal medical intuitive. But like there was the tech was like bunny in the headlights and there was this massive fear. And that's one of the things that I feel like we really conquered with you. But we had to take bite sizes of that to conquer it. So we kind of like brought it from being a major problem to kind of a problem to like now we're fully empowered here, kicking with all gas and cylinders and all the things. Tell us a little bit about that journey because I know that you really like pulled on your courage to kind of like jump in that because I know myself the tech was something that used to freak me out in my business as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember if it was our first call or our second call, but I was in stitches. I don't want to say I was sobbing, but I was definitely like, and then And then, and it was intense. So I had this moment where I had tried all these different versions of team, right? I'd hired large, already existing teams. When I say large, I mean like five or six people. And they would come in and, you'd basically meet with them once a month. You'd tell them all the things you wanted done. And then for a certain fee, they would, quote unquote, get it done, right? Before I met you, I had had two long-term VAs. So it was just me and them, right? Like the two of us. They were like my right hand. So anytime I had something that I wanted to do, they would do it and I would just rock up and deliver, right? And I think I thought I could do that for the rest of time. And then as my business, because when I came to you, my business, I had already had a six-figure year. And so I had a legitimate business, but I wanted to grow. And this growing pain that I had that definitely took me, I would say, the entirety of us working together, but like you said, in steps. And now I have this team of kind of three, it's like two and a half. And it couldn't be, it couldn't be, it could be better. Everything could always be better, but it's pretty phenomenal in the way it's working. And especially, the way that my business grew, I knew internally that I could not grow without having more support. But the tricky thing was everything I tried didn't seem to work. And you know that we all know, Jo like, this is one of Joanna's things. Like, if everything you're trying isn't working, like, what's the one constant in there? And that is the me part. And so I think part of it was I wasn't necessarily always working with adults. The online industry brings all different types.
Oh my God.
And,
I just kept getting this vision of in the UK, we have something called Little Britain, right? And there's this sketch, it's like a comedy sketch, right? It's called Little Britain. And it's got this woman and she's sitting at the computer and she's going, no, computer says no, like this, right? And I just, every time Michelle would describe like what was happening with her team, I just saw these Little Britain women in an office, tapping away on their computers, going, no. Because like they were just slowing your roll. It was so obvious to me they were slowing your roll, and they needed it needed to change. Like that was so obvious.
Quickly. And so it did. But what I really learned from you was how to lead myself through moments that felt excruciatingly uncomfortable. I mean, I had been a professor, I ran a department. I had my own design. Like, I had multiple people working for me on multiple shows. I was not new to running people, like running departments and managing people, like delegating and things like that. I felt like there was a little bit of bad luck. And then there was also just not being in the same room with people and not being able to be like, okay, team, let's do this. And what are we doing today? And like when you're hiring another team, you're not in charge of that team. Someone else is in charge of that team. So there was a lot of growing pains through it. And it came down to me really hiring the right people, being able to manage a team, which is it's a true skill. It's a craft in and of itself.
Oh,
And
completely.
the online version of that is even more particular because my team is all over the world. Like, I'm working with people in Asia, I'm working with people in America. So it's, and it's beautiful. Like, that's the beautiful thing of this online
Yeah, that's
world.
one of
But
the wonderful things of having an online business. I think one of the things that was really big, and I think one of the transitions that was really big was you facing some of those tech fears as well, and learning to actually do some of your own tech yourself, like getting the right tech in place, I think was paramount to changing things. And it was really, and I think that was something as well. That was a journey that I had gone on myself because I was definitely terrified of the tech to start with. But all tech is not created equally, and some of it is really freaking annoying, and some of it is much simpler to use. And it was finding that more user-friendly tech that allowed you to be in the driver's seat of your own business, which I think was really cool. Then the other thing was seeing you like stepping up and leading yourself really, really powerfully. And I never forget that call where you said to me, I can do this all by myself now. I can run this business myself. And that to me was like, I'm going to get emotional, like even talking about it. Cause I was just like, yes, that's my girl. That is it. That is the vibe. Because at that point, that was a moment I knew that there wasn't another human being that could have you over a barrel in your own business. That was a moment I knew. Like, give her some wings. She is ready to fly because now there isn't another human being that can come into our business and be like, computer says no. Because if computer says no, Michelle's going to get going and she's going to bosh that thing out. She's going to boss babe the whole situation. There's not going to be a situation now where that she can't handle because she feels empowered to handling it all herself. And I think that that's what, so it doesn't mean that you have to do it all yourself, but I think there's an element, if you're running your own business, you have to be able to do all the bits.
You can't be afraid of your business. There can't be fear within the
Exactly.
business.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was
And I just
huge for me.
remember how upset that you would be when these guys weren't playing ball. And it was like, do you know what I mean? You would have this fabulous idea. You would be all excited. And then it was like somebody came along and took a big old pin and burst your balloon. It just would go like this. And I'd be like, oh my God, you know, we do not need folk like that in our business. We need people who
Exactly.
elevate us and lift us up. So we get the team situation all sorted for you. I tell us about your journey in your journey as an entrepreneur, kind of interwoven with everything that you're learning in divine planning and Lightweb, but how you're getting that work, how that's impacting you and shining your light. Because we had another place where I think you were also like you got on here today and you were like, I'm a medical intuitive. But there was a time where that would have been like words that may have stuck in your throat and been like, oh my God, could I really say this to polite society, you know?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, this was yet another triumph and tribulation. Triumph, you know, the triumphs that we have. As I said in my intro, you know, I'm a hormone expert. Not only am I this year turning 52, I have transitioned into officially postmenopausal, which I'm very proud of. It is a transition like no other. And when I say I'm a hormone expert, like I not only understand how the body works, but I've lived through it firsthand. So, and turning 50 and really going through my transition is, I would say, it just sort of punctuated my hormonal work. And when I tried to launch my hormone program that I had launched many times, that I had a five-figure launch with at one point, no one bought. And at that moment, I had spent a couple thousand dollars on, you know, some new branding and behind the scenes getting the program spruced up. I added to the workbook, all the things, right? All the things we do to deliver a really powerful, powerful program. And when no one signed up, you want to talk about that balloon was like up in the air. And when that balloon burst and I was in it and I came crashing down in my own business, it was a moment I'll never forget because that was the universe saying to me, you have to bring forth to the world what you actually give, not just a portion of it. We're no longer the gatekeepers of the pie. We need to give and bring the whole pie, the entirety of the pie. So in that moment, I had 3 really difficult months where the launch, you know, really, I mean, there was no money coming in. And there was private client money coming in, but no course money coming in. And
Yeah,
that
no
really
course money
was a
coming in.
blow. Yeah, it was a blow. And so in December, that was September. And then in December, it was a pretty low period in my life, in business, not in my personal life, but in business. And it was in that moment it became very clear that now is the time. So January, this was now, I think, almost 3 years ago. Or yeah, a little over 3 years ago, I think I'm getting the dates right, is that I launched basically Body Whisper. And that's when I came out of the spiritual closet. And I remember messaging you and you being like, well, all right, girlfriend, it's about time. Like, we knew this was coming and we were hoping it would come out. And I was like, all right, yes, I know you and Skylar linked up, you know, besties forever. You have all the divine knowledge. And in that moment, it was hard. I had to really allow The throat chakra is a really powerful chakra, and when we are not fully invested in our heart space, that, because that the heart is really what combines the sacral and the throat, and my throat was locked up and my sacral was locked up and my heart was like, we have to do it. And when I started listening to my heart, it's amazing what opened. And that's when I launched it. And then I was told divinely to start offering body whisper sessions for free. So I think I did like 55 over the course of maybe 2.5 or 3 months. I learned, not only did I learn what the method was that I was going to bring forth in these sessions, but I also learned a ton about how women connect to their bodies, how open women are, what it feels like to be open, and what it feels like to need to open. And so I had this incredible guidance that, we don't call it Skylar. I just say we, because I know when something's coming through me, and when it's me, the woman, speaking versus the information coming through me, it's very different. And for
Very
those who know,
different.
if you know, you know. And
Yeah.
so then that was kind of the beginning of everything for me, really, was that. And the irony of this, of course, and I've told this story on many podcasts, is that this kind of came through in birthing my first son, and he is now 16 and a half years old as we speak. And the fact that I didn't realize what this was, and then, I don't think the struggle is required, but I think in my case, I needed something to really shake me up. I needed something to show me this is no longer the path. And what's interesting is, in the past like 6 months, I've really come back to claim hormone expert, like really transitioning through and being fully postmenopause. It's something that I want to lead women through. It's something that I want women to see the power of it. It's not something to hide. It's certainly not something to fear. It is something to navigate. And once you learn a little bit about your body, and once you really begin to connect in with all the various aspects of
Can be
you,
so empowering to learn about your body.
it
I
really
think that's
is.
one of the things, Michelle would always blow me away with like her sessions and her body whisper sessions and things like that, of like how much empowerment she brought to women, and in a way, I always feel like I was so grateful that I could do that for you, because you did it so beautifully and so elegantly for other women who had aspects, whether it was eating or whether it was hormones or whether it was, other kind of like women's issues where they felt out of control, and then bringing them back into this empowered state of where they would then once more feel in control of this thing. And in a way, I always used to say that, see that our journey together kind of mirrored that, and I was able to do that for you, but with your business instead. Like, you had the body down pat and all those things, but with the business and helping you to step into taking that ownership of like what an amazing, incredible channel you are. Because she, there was, I remember it's daunting, isn't it, when we first claim that and we first step into like, there is a wisdom channeling through me, and please don't lock me up and put me in a straitjacket, because we have to face that societal fear. How much did Lightweb help you with that?
Okay, so $1 million experiment, incredible. I mean, what you give, and what one gets for $25. I mean, for everything else, there's MasterCard, right? Amazing. Depop is like all very, it there is an element to Depop that is very kind of energetic and very much, owning your energy, learning to work with your energy. But I would say, what, at least 50 or 60% strategy, because you're really trying
That's the
to get
strategy
women,
part.
to move the needle, right? To like become active and step forward, claim your space. Now comes Lightweb, which is blow your mind. Hello. And I have now been in, I want to say, two, four, at least six, maybe seven rounds, maybe
Yeah, from
at
2000.
least.
Yeah, we do about 2 rounds every year. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I want to say six or seven rounds. I don't miss a round. And every single round is more powerful than the round before. So I just want to say to you that to be able to be in your world and to be held and carried and follow your lead around Lightweb for that long, that in and of itself is a gift. And to answer your question, there are so many teachings in the Lightweb that are powerful, and to even speak to them is makes me a tad bit nervous in my solar plexus. But the one that really opened everything for me, it closed up a bunch of gaps and at the same time opened everything for me, was your explanation of the light and the void. And the way that you say that the void is important and the void is not evil and something to be avoided, but the void is only the absence of light. And without the void, we wouldn't understand the totality of the light, and we wouldn't want to gravitate back to the light. And when you said that, as I still say, it gives me chills from that moment. So when I talk about the body, I talk about the yin and the yang, right? Because in women's hormones, a lot of what women feel is a disconnect or a disharmony in the yin and the yang within them. It's the same concept as
Void
the light and
energy,
the void
absolutely.
and the divine masculine, divine feminine, wounded masculine, wounded feminine. So when I've just had the privilege recently to work with several women with cancer, a few of which have are in remission and a few of which are currently in treatment. And we had the most powerful conversation around what their bodies are trying to tell them and how the harmony of the light and the void, or the yin and the yang, or the masculine and the feminine, it all works together. It's how you use it, how you notice where one is dominating or domineering over another. It's where you're holding it in the body. Certain women, it begins in one place and then it moves. There's a succession. And so I would say in the light web, it's all powerful, but that definition of light and void is something I'll never forget. And it really, as I say, it filled the gap and helped me articulate even better the way that I work with the body. Because I see the body as the portal, right? This is the portal by which we're experiencing this three-dimensional life
It
as a human.
is. It's like I always say, like, consciousness is like the internet. The body is like the tablet, the phone, or the PC, right? And our will is like the operator for all of
Beautiful.
it,
Beautiful.
right? So you can Google a bunch of crap or you can Google good stuff. It's all you putting that input in there, right? But Google is going to do what Google's going to do based on what you've put in,
Exactly.
which is going to give you the experience of the internet, your consciousness, and it's going to give you your life experience. But I love that Lightweb. It is such a profound. I think with Lightweb, you can't unsee those teachings. They change you forevermore. Like, you can't unsee those teachings once you've seen them. And then the light web itself, that ability to connect at such a high level, like you can't unsee that either. It's like one of these things. It's so hard to describe to somebody that's not light web activated. It's weird. And I feel like the biggest, like, sleaziest internet marketer ever when I say, like, it's so hard to describe to someone that isn't light web activated, when obviously Lightweb is for sale. And do you know what I mean? And I feel so like, but I'm not that person. I'm like, it really is true. It's so hard because it's a before and after. Like, you think one way before and then you experience the Lightweb. And I'm sorry, but the next day you're going to be thinking differently and you can't unsee that way of thinking anymore. You know,
And
you
it
start to
moves
see.
you, right? It moves you to the light
Oh,
even more.
absolutely. Like, it makes it easier to choose the light. And you also know the tools that you need in order to make sure that that choice is something that you're choosing on a daily, consistent basis, as opposed to before, the light tends to be a random event. And if you're lucky, it happens. And if you're unlucky, it doesn't happen. But now it's like, it's not a random event. Like, I can use this cause and effect to make sure I'm connected to the light.
Precisely. And to add to that, Joanna, when I began the light web, I was 48 or 49. No, I must have been, I was 48 turning 49. That's my first round. And For me, I see the chakras as really developing over time. So, like the root is conception to seven, sacral 7 to 14, and all the way up. And so, when we get to the crown, that's really comes to its maturation, right? Around age 48, 49, 50. And then we move through this beautiful portal of menopause, right? Where a certain biological aspects of us quiet down in order for us to be awakened in other areas. And my crown was so lit up by the light web, and it's now a part of it's different, but the way that you activated me into the light web is how I help women activate themselves and really connect with their crown, which is, after all, just opening up to the divine wisdom that comes through with time and age, with the gift of gathering time. So it was so poignant when it happened. It was so distinct and so beautifully orchestrated. I couldn't have planned it better if I had all the control in the world myself of how I found you and when it happened.
I love that. I love that. Let's talk a little bit about menopause because we know you love to talk about that. But when I was first working with you back then, Perry, she hadn't come to visit yet. But now I have this housemate called Perry. She doesn't call, she doesn't tell me when she's going to show up, she just shows up. The good news with Perry is, for the first time in my adult life, I'm actually warm because I've always been cold. So I'm actually warm now for the first time in my adult life. I'm one of the weird women that actually enjoy the heat. So I'm actually enjoying that part of it. But holy moly, why do you think that our mothers didn't really talk about this? And why this has been such a shameful thing, in a way, in our society? Because I'm like, this is no joke. Like, actually, this is no joke when a woman goes through perimenopause.
Yes, I agree. So I have a couple of things to say. First off, I feel like we live in an incredibly dynamic technological, it's marvelous.
It is
It is
amazing.
marvelous, and there is no complaining from this side of the gate. And as we always have to hold the duality of what is wonderful and what literally sucks the life out of us, these devices and this junk light. We sit under junk lights. We sit in front of blue light and we're less active. The light is changing our circadian rhythm. And this is going to impact our bodies in some way or another. So for some women, it changes the way that they sleep. For some women, it changes the way that they digest. For other women, it changes the way their mitochondria express themselves or don't. And for other women, they get really sucked into the comparison of she has this and she looks like this, and she is showing that this journey is easy and effortless. And in reality, I think that our you and I, Gen Xers, I think that our grandmothers probably were the last generation to transition through menopause and it be just a mere inconvenience. I think our mothers are the guinea pig generation of the women's health movement. We didn't have birth control. Our mothers were the guinea pigs for Prozac, birth control, and basically
Very
cutting
true.
organs
Very,
out.
very true. Yeah.
And so they didn't talk about it because, number one, their mothers didn't talk about it. And number two, for the first time in history, they've got women going back to the workplace, women working in factories, women, the role of women changed. And we can debate if it was good or bad or otherwise till the cows come
Yeah.
home. And that's not really, I'm not hugely interested in that. What I am interested in letting women know is that this is a privilege to go through this. Now, I say that having gone through it, I felt like I couldn't say that in my 40s, but I, having come out the other side, and I'm going to admit my menopausal journey, my perimenopausal journey, and menopausal transition that year before, it wasn't as hard as it's been for a lot of the women that I work with, but I've also spent the better part of 20 years healing an autoimmune disease. And so,
Yeah.
actually, 30 years, if I'm, no, 20 years. And so, when you've been on a healing journey for decades, you're going to change the way that your body expresses itself when your literal physiology is slowing down. So, can you imagine? It's like anyone who's birthed a baby, right? It took real effort to grow that baby, to hold it up, right? When you
Yes,
got really
absolutely.
big, your body goes through changes. It's the same thing in perimenopause. And we think we should still look like we're 35, and we think we should still be able to eat and drink as much as we want. And we think we should be able to do and be as strong as we've ever been. And it's not to say that that can't happen, but it's not going to happen effortlessly because we don't have those hormones to hang on anymore. Those,
Yes.
the quantity and the way that the hormones cascade quite literally gives us those abilities, but we're not meant to have that forever. And if I really believe that the reason why we're not meant to have these hormones forever is because something, when those hormones quiet, we're actually activating something more powerful. And this is that, really opening of the crown and connecting the
I
crown through
love
the
that you're
third
saying that
eye.
you think that we're activating something more powerful because one of the weird things that is happening to me is, and obviously I have such a huge awareness of spirit, is so I'm loving the heat. I'm actually really enjoying it because I've always been cold all my life. Like I've always had like really cold hands, really cold feet all the time. And now I'm like finally hot. But one of the times where I get really warm is when I just go to bed. And then I'll get like really hot hands and really hot feet. And I was laying in bed last night and my hands were burning. And all I had done was like lay horizontal. So from being upright and then suddenly lay horizontal, my hands get like roasting. But the other thing that was changed, like in my state, in my physiological state, was I was moving into a state of relaxation. I was getting ready to sleep. I was getting ready to, I was chilling. Now, knowing as much as I know about spirit and how effective spirit is when you are chill, right? Because that's when you're going to hear your channel the clearest. That's when you're going to like make your source connection the easiest, like all of the things, right? So it dawned on me last night. So I'm throwing this kind of little theory out at you, Michelle, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So it dawned on me last night that the energy that was moving through my hands was a healing activation, and that the healing centers were being activated in my hands. And I then thought, and what I actually saw was a timeline. And the timeline that I saw was the timeline of family units, which are very different now to the way that they were before. But I used to remember when I was around my grandmother when I was little, it was her that I wanted to go to be comforted. And I now realize it's probably because there is a healing that activates in women through the menopause that gives them literally healing hands. Because I used to remember, I could never describe, I could never like put my finger on it. Why was it that my grandmother's hugs were so healing? And I'm like, it's freaking perimenopause. Like it's menopause that has given her this ability. It's like opened up this ability. What do you think of my little theory that I was snowballing last night as I'm like laying like a starfish in my bed with my hands available on every cool surface?
Oh, I know that. I know that feeling. I know it so much. Well, first, obviously, let's not negate that we're in a very distinct cosmic situation.
Yes.
We're entering a massive portal right now that'll continue into 2024. And an astrologer, I am not, but you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not know and feel what we're going through and experiencing right now in the world. So that is some part of it, but I think you are spot on, and I think you couldn't have said it better. And the only thing I have to add is that, every chakra is in our hands and every organ is in our feet. And so the fact that you
Yes.
are bringing this forward, you are receiving the healing that you're needing to receive in order to open you up to even greater, to become an even more honed in, more tapped in, more turned on channel than you already are, which is sort of unimaginable at this point, but I
Well,
mean, up and up and up only, right? Up and up and
I
up.
find, do you know what I actually find gave me relief was when I realized that it was healing energy in my hands. And I just realized this last night. So I was like, okay, anyone that needs healing, let them receive this. And I could literally feel like this rush of energy out of my hands, and it released it. And then my hands just cooled down naturally.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, okay. So I'm getting warm because the energy is pooling. It is not going anywhere. And it made me think how many women are maybe going through this where the energy is pooling and not being directed.
Yes. And it really speaks to who you are that you're able to channel it and direct it outward, because a lot of the women that come to me, a lot of the women I work with, generally hot flashes and night sweats, they either move up or they move, down. So they start at the head and they move down, or they start around, around the belly, and then you flush upward. And that is a distinct, that has more to do with, are your flushes coming from a liver perspective, or are they coming from like a hypothalamus pituitary perspective? And learning how to take that heat and channel it out your arms or out your legs using many of the tools from the light web, or using any kind of grounding practices. I mean, I have one that I give to all the ladies in the dome, but understanding how to use and move that energy, and that's everything in perimenopause, what we call perimenopause, which these words, they don't even do it justice. Like the words even sound a bit
No, I had a
kind of
client once that
off.
used to call it moon pause because it pauses your lunar cycles. Like, as women move with the lunar cycles, and their time of the month, and she used to call it moon pause. And I always liked that. But that makes it sound so gentle. And also, as well, we don't need men in the menopause.
No, exactly. And it really has nothing to do with men at all.
Yeah,
Not one
exactly.
bit. And
Oh
it's
my
funny that you
God.
say the moon, because the moon is so powerful post-menopause. It really, we go from having this monthly detoxification, the flood of menses coming out and relieving us of toxic byproducts, heavy metals, tissue that we no longer need, to now we're having to navigate that without that. And so we use the moon, I think, even more. I use the moon. I cycle my progesterone with the moon, because that's how I know is using the
I
moon
love
as
it.
my cue. So
I
I'm so
love
glad
it.
you brought that up. It's a beautiful share. Thank you, Joanne.
It's okay. I just love chatting with you, Michelle. We could really talk till the cows come home, but tell people where they can find you on the internet and how they can get in touch with you. Get to know some of your magic because honestly, and if you've got any hormone things, if you are needing any medical situations, things of that, Michelle is literally your lady. So tell people where they can find you.
Thanks, Joanna. So obviously my website, michelleaspinwall.com. I'm on TikTok. I'm Body Whisperer. I'm on Instagram, Michelle P. Aspinwall, because my middle name is Phillips, or Facebook, Michelle Aspinwall. And I have a Facebook group called the Body Whisperer Lounge.
I love that. We're going to make sure we're going to put some of those links below so to make it super easy for you to get hold of Michelle. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Joanna.